Good morning. Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. So I saw this saying on Instagram that said, if you want to die, throw yourself into the sea and you'll find yourself fighting to survive because you don't actually want to die. You just want to kill something inside of you. Now, first thing I'm going to say is, please don't throw yourself into the sea, friend. Don't do that. That's somebody said that on Instagram. It ain't real life. Don't do that. But I do think that there's something to the feeling of being overwhelmed, being tired, being exposed to so much in life that you feel like you have nothing left to give this life and you just would be better off not here, right? I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but I definitely have. I've had situations that just felt so heavy that I just didn't want to anymore. I didn't want to defend my thoughts. I didn't want to deal with my old trauma. I didn't want to explain to people why I couldn't show up for them because I was barely showing up for me. It was a tough season, and it really felt like I would be better if I just didn't have to deal with any of it. And I realized once you get through that space that you really didn't want to die. You really didn't want to leave this world. You really just needed a break. You needed somebody to say, you know what? You're good enough how you are right now. You've done enough. You've survived enough. Now it's time for you to just live. And no one said that to me, right? But I had to say it to myself. I had to sit me down and realize that because I was trying to do everything, I wasn't going to be able to do anything soon. Because I was trying to check all the boxes for all the people and show up for work and be there for my family and not disappoint my friends and make everyone happy, that I was slowly chipping away at me. And that in order to keep me, for me to be stable and me to be sane, that meant disappointing others. That meant I might not be able to show up to all of the events. That meant I may not be able to prevent your eviction or get your lights cut back on. That meant I may not be able to be the perfect wife or the perfect mother or the perfect colleague. I may not make all the shots 100% of the time. And I had to own that those things were true, that I was going to mess up, that I was going to make mistakes, that there would be times that I would be absolutely horrible at something. And guess what? It didn't matter. That perfection is something we strive for and never will attain. That Jesus is the example, someone we should attempt to be more like every day. But we will never be Jesus. We won't even be Jesus Junior Junior. All you've got is your absolute best every day. And if you're giving this world, this life, your people, your best, and they're still making you feel like you're not measuring up, the solution is not to die. It's not to want to run away, to remove yourself from everything. It's to set boundaries, to speak up for you like you speak up for others, and to say, hey, 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 maybe in that space I wasn't so good, but ooh, I'm damn good in these. Ooh, I checked these boxes real well. Ooh, when I put that hat on, I wore it nice. I showed up for you here and here and here and here and here, so you're not going to make me feel bad that I couldn't show up for you here. If you're going into the workplace and you do all of these things amazingly and your boss says, but this right here, you're not so good at, your response, you're right. So either train me to be better, help me to figure out where I'm doing it wrong, or leave me the alone and let me do what I can. Because the truth is, people will set expectations for you that are all the way up here when they're barely breaking the surface. You cannot let people make you feel bad for not solving their problems. Now, the workplace, that's different. You hired to do a job, baby, do your job. Amen. But in real life, in the world, in relationships, in our families, in our friendships, people will place you on a pedestal that you didn't even agree to stand on. People will look at their lives as full-fledged adults, the results they got from decisions they made, and expect you to fix it. Friend, you are not anybody's God. And the reason that you feel guilty and feel bad in that space is because somewhere along the way, you showed up so much for others that you began to feel like you were their savior. So yeah, they got you messed up, but you got you messed up too. You know who Christ is. You know who God is. You know what God does. Yet somehow, you have made a little way for you to stand between that person and God. Because every time they've called, you've swooped in to save them. And now when you can't swoop anymore, they're looking at you like you don't love them. like you don't care that they're going through this thing. And you have the nerve to feel bad that you can't fix it when you're not even capable. You're barely holding on to yourself and you're going crazy trying to figure out how to resolve the world's problems. The world's problems are not your problems. Other people's emergencies are not your emergencies. And you don't have to feel bad for not being able to juggle it all. The more you put in that mix, the more something's gonna fall. I tell people all the time, I won't take on anything I can't do well, because I've realized over time that me saying yes to everything means I do nothing good. Yeah, I'm doing it all, but nothing's getting done with efficiency. Nothing's getting done good. Everything's just getting done. I'm just checking boxes. I don't want to do that anymore. So if you offer me an opportunity and I say no, it's because I know I can't do it well. So why would I do it? Go ahead, find somebody else that can do it good. If you ask me to help you in a space and I tell you no, that's because I know I can't help you. So why would I coddle you? Why would I nurse you in this space knowing when I'm done nursing, you're still not going to be full? I'd rather move out the way and let you find something that can really fill you up. Or how about this? I've stepped in so much that you don't even know how to do it anymore. It's almost like a child. Like a child is doing a math problem. And instead of helping the child discover how to do the problem, you do it for them. Well, when will they ever learn math? You let the child take the time it needs to take to figure it out. You help them. You show them how to do it. You don't do it for them. So I just wanted to tell you today, friend, don't let you be lost trying to take care of everybody else. This is a time for you to take care of you, to honor what you have to do for you, to also honor what God has given you to do for other people, but you are not their savior. Go ahead and point them to who is. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this moment. Thank you for another chance to gather. Thank you for showing me who I really am. Lord, I am not built in a way that cannot be broken. So Lord, help me to continue to honor who you have created me to be so that I can get out of your way. Lord, help us all to see when we are overstepping our boundaries. Lord, help us to see when we are showing up in a space and we are doing more than we are supposed to be doing. Lord, help us to not feel like we want to die because we don't know how to take a break. Lord, allow us to unplug from the things that are no longer fulfilling us and allow us to remain plugged into you and people that you send so that we are always doing what we are supposed to be doing, where we are supposed to be at. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for all that this day includes. We thank you for all of the moments that led us to where we are right now. And we count it all victory because we know that in the end, it all works out for our good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Make sure you share this word with a friend because somebody right now is about to burn out because they think they somebody they not, child. And it's okay. We've all been there. Have a great remainder of your day, and I'll catch you on the next Jesus and Coffee. Later.